Turn now in your Bibles to the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings and chapter 16, we'll be reading verses 8 through 28. 1 Kings 16, verse 8 through 28. This is the holy word of the Lord. In the 26th year of Asa, king of Judah, Elah, the son of Baasha, became king over Israel at Tirzah, and reigned 2 years. His servant Zimri, commander of half his chariots, conspired against him. Now he was at Tirzah drinking himself drunk in the house of Arza, who was over the household of Tirzah. Then Zimri went in and struck him and put him to death in the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, and he became king in his place. It came about when he became king, as soon as he sat on his throne, that he killed all the household of Baasha. He did not leave a single male, neither of his relatives nor of his friends. Thus Zimri destroyed all the household of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke against Baasha through Jehu the prophet. For all the sins of Baasha and the sins of Elah his son, which they sinned and which they made Israel sin, provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. Now the rest of the acts of Elah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, Zimri reigned 7 days at Tirzah. Now the people were camped against Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. The people who were camped heard it, said, Zimri has conspired and has also struck down the king. Therefore all Israel made Omri, the commander of the army, king over Israel that day in the camp. Then Omri and all Israel with him went up from Gibbethon and besieged Tirzah. When Zimri saw that the city was taken, he went into the citadel of the king's house and burned the king's house over him with fire and died because of his sins, which he sinned, doing evil in the sight of the Lord, walking in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin, which he did, making Israel sin. Now the rest of the acts of Zimri and his conspiracy which he carried out, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And the people of Israel were divided into two parts. Half of the people followed Tibni, the son of Ginath, to make him king. The other half followed Omri. But the people who followed Omri prevailed over the people who followed Tibni, the son of Ginath, and Tibni died and Omri became king. In the 31st year of Asa, king of Judah, Omri became king over Israel and reigned 12 years. He reigned 6 years at Tirzah. He bought the hills Samaria from Shemer for 2 talents of silver, and he built on the hill and named the city which he built Samaria after the name of Shemer, the owner of the hill. Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord and acted more wickedly than all who were before him. For he walked in all the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and in his sins, which he made Israel sin, provoking the Lord God of Israel with their idols. Now the rest of the acts of Omri, which he did, and his might, which he showed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Omri slept with his fathers and was buried in Samaria, and Ahab his son became king in his place. And that is the word of the Lord from 1 Kings 16. In this passage, it is where we find 3 more kings of the northern kingdom. So the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom of Israel. The first being Baasha's son, Elah, who reigned 2 years. In his stupidity, he enjoyed getting drunk, which allowed his servant Zimri to come and kill him and then put all of Baasha's household to death. You see the reason for this in verse 12. Yahweh used Zimri to destroy Baasha's house according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke against Baasha through Jehu the prophet, for all the sins of Baasha and the sins of Elah his son, which they sinned and which they made Israel sin, provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. Zimri was the next king, and he reigned only 7 days. How much success on earth is fleeting for the fool. Zimri thought he could make himself king, and he succeeded for 1 week, and then he committed suicide. Why did he commit suicide? Verse 19. Because of his sins which he sinned, doing evil in the sight of the Lord, walking in the way of Jeroboam and in his sin, which he did, making Israel sin. He committed suicide because of his sin and what he did as king. You might ask the question, how did Zimri in 7 days cause Israel to sin? Now, he didn't take down the idols and the foreign gods, the golden calves. He let Israel continue worshiping not Yahweh. Not just for 7 days, but for 7 days before Yahweh. And for that he is guilty. And he dies in God's good providence for his people. We then come to the third king of the section, verses 21 to 28, where half of Israel followed Omri, the other half followed Tibni. And those supporters of Omri won out, and Tibni dies, so Omri is made king. And this division occurred for a while, it seems. For Zimri, it says, became king in the 27th year of Asa, and he reigns 1 week, 7 days. And then Omri became king, and he reigned in the 31st year. So that's 4 years later, after Zimri had committed suicide. And so it took a few years to come to the conclusion on the matter between those two people who they had split up the people, Tibni and Omri. And Omri, it says, reigned 12 years, 6 in Samaria. Verse 25, it says, he did evil in the sight of Yahweh. He acted more wickedly than all those who went before him. That is, he did more wickedly than Jeroboam, who set up the golden calves and the false worship. He did more evil than all the kings before him. And so we have this continual line of wicked, evil kings in the northern kingdom and in the land of Israel, in which their evil and wickedness is steadily increasing. What we learn in this section is not only that the Word of God rules and controls history, but it also defines sin and condemns those who lead others into it and persist in it. Now, these men, their sins were all the same. They continued in the ways of Jeroboam. And they led Israel in the ways of Jeroboam, idolatry. And that idolatry must be destroyed from amongst our midst with all fervor and zeal for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Father and the Spirit, to worship Him alone and to worship how He says to be worshipped. Let's pray. Our Father, we do thank You that You here give us three more kings to show what it is to sin before Your sight as a ruler. They led the people of Israel into sin and great wickedness. They continually doing greater wickedness. Even in carrying out Your word, they did wickedness and evil. And even Zimri himself commits murder. He commits suicide. And Father, we see, Elah, he was loving the things of the world, pleasure and drunkenness, more than loving You. He had his idols, and they had their idols. And we pray that You would use this section of Scripture to root out the idolatry that still remains within our hearts. Or we desire to worship other things and make other things of this world and pleasure of this world, entertainment, and the things that we find in this world, to make that more important than You and to worship those things more than You. That we would rather have entertainment and what we would call joy and happiness and money before we would have You. And what great idolatry that is from amongst us that You see. So, Father, we ask that You would put that to death from within us and cause us to turn back to You. Cover our sin with the blood of Your Son. We ask that You would bless those who are rulers here, those who are parents and fathers, husbands, elders, those in authority over other people and their workplace. We ask that You would give them wisdom from this section of Scripture, that they would rule according to Your word and not take part in the idolatries of the day, seeking a higher position or lording over others. Father, we do pray that you would cause us to see your Son, cause us to grasp on to your word, make us humble, make us love you more than all else, and to worship you and to love you according to your commands. For you say yourself that if we add to or we take away from your commands, what great judgment will come upon us. We see that in the example of that Old Testament Abihu and the other guy. I forget his name, Lord, but you know, and our people know here what we're talking about. We've asked that you would forgive us of such sin as they have committed. You would cause us to worship you. The names are Nadab and Abihu. We ask that you would forgive us and not consume us with fire, but that you would grant us to worship you according to your word. Give us wisdom in what that looks like. Give the elders especially wisdom in that, as it has to do with worship and the preaching of the word, the hearing of the word, and prayer and sacraments and things like these. Lord, bless your people. Grow your church. We know that you can send your Spirit and do a great work amongst us and amongst the people that we come in contact with, the people around in this section of the world. And so we ask that you would send your Spirit and do a mighty work. For we know you are able, and you will at certain times do such. We ask that your will would be done, and that the gospel would go forth, people would believe, and they would turn from their sin, and they would turn unto you, a loving and gracious God. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.